Location, location, location. In the ever-changing world of real estate development, the common mantra is a constant, and in Philadelphia, Logan Triangle is perhaps the most infamous illustration of this. The 35-acre site has sat vacant for decades, and as WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, it's unclear when that might change.
Sonia Garrett thinks about the Logan Triangle every day. She can't help it.
It's something that could never be ignored. It is a blight. It is a discouragement to the neighborhood that no one seems to want to come and venture this way and do any progress on our properties.
The retiree lives in the Northwest Philly neighborhood, two blocks from the Triangle, a group of grassy lots once filled with hundreds of homes. The city began demolishing them in the late 80s because they were hopelessly sinking into the ground and had been for decades. These days, Garrett mostly keeps an eye on quality of life issues, like those idling trucks you hear, or whether there's evidence of illegal dumping. But she also mulls the impact of the Triangle being redeveloped and how much that would mean to the neighborhood.
I just want to see that something happens at the site. There is no blame for me to put on anyone at this particular moment.
But more than 20 years after the last family was relocated, there's no timetable for when neighbors might see the parcel put into productive use. Earlier this month, the city halted yet another effort to sell the sprawling site. The setback is the latest in a string of stumbling blocks that have seemingly relegated the land to a state of perpetual limbo. It's unclear what derailed things this time around. The city declined to provide details, but the prospect of redeveloping the Logan Triangle has never been easy. Mohammed Rushdie leads the Building Industry Association of Philadelphia, a group that represents private developers in the city.
It's very hard to develop projects, let alone develop projects that are heavy when it comes to soil contamination and soil issues.
The homes that once populated the Logan Triangle were built in the 1920s on top of a creek bed filled in with ash and cinder. A century later, that unsteady mixture remains and must be removed and replaced through a process called remediation. Remediation is expensive. Very expensive. For a parcel the size of the Logan Triangle, Rushdie says the work could easily add tens of millions of dollars to a project budget. He says that kind of cash makes developing the site cost prohibitive.
Unless you're getting that kind of money from some upfront subsidies that are attached to that RFP, or actually a separate RFP to clean it up, you know, and getting the funding from the feds, I don't see much happening there in terms of development.
A big cost associated with this type of remediation is paying to dispose of all that bad soil. James Manuel is a senior project manager for REACT Environmental Professional Services Group. He says the task could require hundreds of truckloads of dirt to be taken to a regulated facility if environmental tests show it's contaminated beyond state standards.
If you don't have a budget for handling the dirt, then maybe you haven't thought through the whole process yet.
Sonia Garrett knows many of her neighbors have given up on the idea of the Logan Triangle ever being anything more than a collection of vacant lots near Roosevelt Boulevard. She's not there yet, though. In her mind, the site has too much potential to be a lost cause. She'd love to see it used for senior housing and a community center, as well as walking paths and a dog park. She gets emotional when she thinks about a day when the Triangle is transformed.
Hope is still alive. And when you see those architectural designs that we saw, it put a little bit of belief in your heart that this can possibly happen. If somebody is willing to come and put the money into the site.
Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.